A lot of scriptures on confessing your sins. You know, we looked at the most famous one in 1 John chapter 1. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. You're in the Old Testament, right? You might as well go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And while you're turning there, let me read for you from Proverbs. The Bible says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." So there are two choices when we sin. We can try to cover our sin, or we can confess it and forsake it. And the implication there is that, you know, people who cover their sin, they usually don't end up forsaking their sin. And you know what I've noticed? Because there, you know, everybody's done wrong in their life. Everybody's committed sins and done things that they wish that they could go back and change. But I'll tell you something, there are people who can move on from their past, like Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And then there are people who can never get over it. And they're constantly plagued by their past and plagued by their sins. And they struggle with it, and it makes them upset all the time. And it's something that just constantly bugs them and bothers them. You want to know what the difference is? The difference is the people who confess their sins from the people who did not confess their sin. Because I've noticed that people who will not admit that they've done wrong have the most guilt for what they've done. Now look at the Apostle Paul. Is Paul making excuses and saying it wasn't that bad? Paul said, "I'm the chiefest of sinners." He said, "Jesus Christ came to this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." He said, "I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was injurious." He said, "You know, I did it ignorantly in unbelief, but I was still a blasphemer. I was still the chief of sinners." He said, I count it all dung. My whole life was dung. He said, "You know, I'm going to admit to you, I'm going to tell you that it was wrong. And I'm not going to try to make excuses for it and say it wasn't that bad."